Let us pray. God of love, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. Remember the Boy Scout model, be prepared? A 36-year-old carpenter in Vancouver, British Columbia, named William, will testify to that model. William, you see, hoped to become a stuntman. He had heard that movie people were jetting in from all over the world for the Vancouver Film Festival. So he decided that he would catch their attention by bungee jumping off Vancouver Lions Gate Bridge. He could see himself gracefully descending to the deck of a passing cruise ship and disengaging himself from the bungee cable as smoothly as James Bond, to the awe and the shock of the ship's passengers. When the word got around, producers would marvel at his work and discuss over cocktails who would get to hire him first for their next film. William planned the stunt very carefully, checking the height of the tides, boat schedules, and deck layouts. He even lined up sponsors and recruited assistants. The stunt began perfectly. William took a swan dive off the bridge, trailing the bungee cord behind him. He felt it grow taut as it stretched and began to slow his descent. The tennis court of the cruise ship drew nearer and nearer and nearer. Somehow William had miscalculated the length of the bungee cord. Subsequently, he slammed into the tennis court, hurled himself into a volleyball net, bounced against the deck railing, and then found himself flying once more into the air as the cruise ship sailed away. Don't worry, William survived. And although he failed to make his James Bond entrance, according to William, people on the boat loved it. They were screaming, yelling, waving. A witness, however, described the reaction as shrieks of horror. When the stunt was over, William dangled above the water for a few minutes, confirming that no bones were broken and making a mental note to use a shorter bungee next time. William is still waiting to hear from the movie producers. The Scout motto is correct. Be prepared. Be thoroughly prepared. In our scripture this morning, Jesus told a parable about the kingdom of God. It concerns some young women who are part of a wedding party. Unfortunately, some of the bridesmaids missed the feast because they were not prepared. Therefore, keep watch, Jesus said, because you do not know the day or the hour. It's simply a good idea. It's a direct command from our Lord that we keep watch, that we keep prepared. Life is full of the unexpected. Sometimes, no matter how carefully we plan, life sneaks up behind us and smacks us right on the head. One of the best examples of a mother preparing her young for the ups and downs of life comes from Gary Richmond's book, A View from the Zoo. In chapter one, Richmond gives us an amazing look at the birth of a baby giraffe. Now, here's the first thing you need to recognize. Giraffes have very long legs. The body of a mother giraffe is some 10 feet from the ground, and she does not lower her body when she gives birth. When a calf is born, it immediately falls 10 feet to the ground and lands on its back. 10 feet's a long way to fall. What a way to come into the world. Then, after falling on its back, the newborn calf rolls over on his stomach with his legs tucked under him. At this point, the mother giraffe does something extraordinary. She waits about a minute, and then she kicks the newborn calf in the head over, kicks him head over heels and sends it sprawling. Talk about tough love. If the baby giraffe doesn't immediately get up on its legs, she kicks it again. And if necessary, again. Finally, the little giraffe stands for the first time on its very wobbly legs. It's now ready to follow her and the rest of the herd. Now, please understand, the mother giraffe is not being cruel to her baby. Quite the contrary. She knows that lions and hyenas and leopards would love to make a meal of the baby giraffe. So she needs her baby calf to get to its feet as quickly as possible so that it can keep up with her and the rest of the herd. So kicking him is her way of protecting her young one from those predators. Sometimes we also feel as though life has no sooner gotten us to our feet when it turns around and suddenly knocks us back down. The next time that happens to you, I suggest think about the newborn giraffe. Life is full of the unexpected. None of us can totally prepare for all the things that we are going to face. But it is important that we do all we can. We live in a very fragile world. Life itself is very fragile. There are no guarantees of success or happiness for any of us. So we need to be prepared for whatever life may send us. Keep watch, Jesus said, because you do not know the day or the hour. There is another perspective concerning watching and waiting, and that is that we are to watch with a positive anticipation. Be prepared so that if you drop dead this moment, you'd have nothing to apologize for. Be prepared so if you're offered the biggest promotion in your life, you're ready to step into your new role. Be prepared so that if some tragedy enters your life, you'll be able to ride out the storm. Be prepared. Harold Ivan Smith, in his book, No Fear of Trying, tells a fascinating story about how battleships from World War II, like the Iowa and the New Jersey and the Wisconsin, were put into mothballs. These ships, weighing 58,000 tons with 17 inches of armor and superior speed, helped America win the war. In an era of modern Navy, the ships were deemed outdated, and so they were dry docked. The boilers cooled. The network of hundreds of miles of pipes were drained. Fuel and all flammable liquids were siphoned out. Motors were cleaned thoroughly. Pumps were filled with preservative chemicals. All the openings were covered with sealants or metal hatches to prevent moisture from entering. Winches, machinery, and any moving parts were covered in airtight igloos. Dehumidifiers were installed throughout the ships. Some critics fumed that it would have been cheaper to just sink them. For 25 years, these mothballed relics were monitored by the U.S. Navy ship's maintenance facility staff, specialists in the art of preserving ships. Then the Reagan administration in the mid-1980s called for an immediate increase in the size of the Navy, and those ships were recommissioned. Immediately, these ships that had been dry docked had to be made seaworthy. But here's the point of the story. The specialists who'd been looking after them knew what they were doing. When the senior staff boarded the Iowa, they said it was as if the ship's crew had merely gone on weekend leave. Duty schedules posted 25 years earlier had not even yellowed in the dark, cool air. The ships were ready to go about their business. Are you prepared for both the challenges and the opportunities that life will send you? Are you ready to stand before God and give an account of your life? My friends, use the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Amen.